Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Alex Jones Show live on this Thursday, September 30th, 2021. I'm Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. We will be hearing from Alex coming up in the next segment and then later at the bottom of the hour as well. The big story today has to be the next level of government overreach when it comes to COVID. And I actually had this reported to me last night after an individual who called into the war room, talked about how the hospital wouldn't let her in to visit her boyfriend because she wasn't vaccinated. And then when she finally got in via a back door, they then kicked her out aggressively. She said after she hung up the phone of telling that story on air, she got a call from the CDC saying, "Why aren't you vaccinated?" So I was already going to cover that today when I'm talking to Alex this morning, and he's sending me more information about this, and now we have stories up at InfoWars.com where people are getting automated calls and messages from the CDC, and then sometimes there's actually a person on the other side of the line, and they're asking, "How did you get my number? Am I in a database?" And they say, "Oh, yes. Well, we know that you're not vaccinated, and so we do have your number, and we're reaching out to the unvaccinated." So you're already on a database for the COVID vaccine. No warning, no law sign, no bill sign, nothing like that. You haven't been vaccinated, and so you're on a list. It's just yet another level of the political persecution where you have conservatives like Nick Fuentes and others who are on no-fly lists or on terror watch lists. That's right. And now you may get a call, you in this audience, the unvaccinated, which is not even the right word for it. You're just not vaccinated or you don't have a COVID vaccine. I mean, unvaccinated would insinuate you've already had it, but that's just semantics. You, the person that doesn't want to comply with medical tyranny. You, the person that doesn't want to live your life in fear. You, the non-COVID vaxxed individual, you're now on a government watch list, and you might be getting a call from the CDC. How loving is that? They just love spying on you. And now they want a new way of spying on you, by the way. There's a story out today about geo-trackable and traceable firearms. Oh, I see. That way you can never, it's, it'd be like your car or like your phone, and it's just always on the grid now, the Internet of Things. And by the way, if you say something that's true about COVID or about the vaccines, YouTube's going to ban you. They made that policy, and thousands, perhaps millions, I mean, I know of multiple conservative commentators and hosts that had a YouTube channel that already got a strike, two strikes, just overnight. Not even on the new video they did. Just, you said this about COVID. We're hitting you with a strike. So they're really going for it. And then the CEO, Susan Wojcicki, she comes out and she says, "We are pro-free speech at YouTube." Oh, you're just censoring everybody you don't like, but you're pro-free speech. Right. Okay. So we'll have more of the COVID tyranny. And then I'll tell you, there's things happening in the White House right now that aren't getting much coverage. Either they're getting ready for Kamala Harris to take over, or she realizes that she's the most unpopular vice president ever, and so she's doing some things behind the scenes that would tell you that. And then Biden, hey, you know that there was a congressional baseball game happened last night. Let's not forget when the Democrat tried to commit mass murder, James Hodgkinson, Remember when he tried to commit mass murder and have a mass shooting at the Republican baseball practice and the media ignored it? Well, because he's a Democrat. Well, they had a congressional baseball game last night. Biden showed up. And how do you think he was received? We'll have more on that. Alex Jones on the other side.
And in addition, we were really finding that we were stressing the cardiopulmonary systems of these employees. Because when you cover the mouth and nose and you exert physical energy during your work, or during your task, whatever it might be, you're really stressing the cardiopulmonary system because you change the way that you breathe. You have to forcibly inhale and forcibly exhale. That taxes the heart. It taxes the lungs. And we have given people heart attacks by allowing them to work with their mouth and nose covered, with absolutely no regulation, no oversight, no medical oversight.
The globalists have told us we're a disease. They've told us they want to eradicate us. And all the studies show that when you wear these masks, it lowers your oxygen level up to one-third and gives you dangerous levels of carbon dioxide poisoning. This is a sick cult, and we've got to say no. But the only way the real science gets out to the public is if we tell them. Get your copy today of COVIDland and expose them. It's COVIDland.com. Go there now.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Thursday, September 30th, 2021, and I come to you with very grave news. We have documented the public admissions of the UN and every other major Western government under it to establish what they call the shielding process. And that is where, even the CDC's own documents, they will take the mass of the population, the majority of the population that they claim do not have COVID, and put them in giant government facilities, sports stadiums, military bases, but also lock down each neighborhood, putting leftist contact tracers through the Clinton Global Initiative and Google, that's who runs it, as well as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They've all gotten big contracts from the government here in the U.S. to oversee the neighborhood and basically set up their own Maoist-style communist takeover. COVID-19 is the cover for a worldwide corporate fascist takeover using communism as the operating system on the ground. Now, over a year ago, the CDC put out its report on shielding. We'll put that on screen. It's the exact same program of the UN, exact same program of Australia, same program of the UK and Canada. They've now built emergency cities that hold between 5 and 30,000 people as propaganda pieces to show how wonderful it is and how nice it is and how they're separate areas for the men, women, and children. But under the larger plan, they're literally just going to put you in barbed wire enclosures. This is, again, the cover for martial law. And the plan is they know that the awake people won't take the deadly shot. And so that allows them to get the majority vaccinated to then turn against and persecute those who've not taken the injection, which they're now openly doing, saying this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Well, I said 20 months ago, when the inoculations make people sick, they will then turn around and say the unvaccinated are making everybody sick, when the evidence is it's really the shedding, as top scientists told us, from these injections that are not classic vaccines but are systems that reprogram your body to create the spike protein. So now, in just the last 10 hours or 15 hours or so since I was working late last night, it's all broken. Okay? In Australia, in the U.S., everywhere. They are now putting out CDC letters to hire thousands of managers per state as contact tracers to then go and oversee people at the, quote, shielded facilities. So they are using the term the shield process. And again, this is where they, quote, take the healthy people and say you're locked up because the unvaccinated are dangerous and making you sick. They will then buy into the Stockholm Syndrome and be reprogrammed at these facilities to literally be a political army that then marches against the uninjected. The magnitude of this evil is incredible. And again, by this winter, the top scientists have reported that the autoimmune response of people that are already producing the spike protein, when they run into normal coronaviruses, it's going to cause a huge cytokine storm and a huge autoimmune response and super bad illnesses and death. They're going to say that's caused by the unvaccinated. So I kept asking the last 2 years or 20 months, how are they going to get everybody sick with these shots and then cover that it's not the shots that did it? And we said, they'll say it's the unvaccinated. So this is how you take over society. It's how you shut down all the small businesses. It's how Walmart and Amazon, everybody are able to take over, because everybody else is going to be being shut down. They're going to force everybody to take weekly and then daily PCR tests at all the trucking companies, all the major distributor warehouses. This is all in the plans. Those that won't will be fired. That will then break down society further. So this is it. This is the big takeover. Everything you see in Australia, as I've warned you, is now coming here. Biden said his patience is wearing thin. That's all a script. And notice he's saying build back better. That is the public PR term of the Great Reset and Klaus Schwab. Build back better means collapse industrial society, get rid of the middle class. That's why the UN, when we were there a few months ago, has huge signs up saying you'll no longer live in cities, you'll live in communes. And it shows concrete little concentration camp bunkers like something out of 1984. That's because that's their plan. So again, it's Cloward and Pivot on steroids, bankrupt the economy, bring everything down. So I was already covering this last night. I was already preparing articles with Paul Joseph Watson today for InfoWars.com that are now up. Then this morning on Facebook, posters start saying, I'm getting called by the CDC National Vaccine Survey. They showed screenshots. We called the number. We checked it out. It's a real place. In Chicago, they've got them all over the country that are now calling the, quote, unvaccinated and basically bullying them and threatening them and saying, well, you need to get your shot. Total violation of the Nuremberg Code, total violation of HIPAA, total violation of your privacy. But this is a revolution against your privacy, a revolution against your rights. Major ethics professor came out yesterday of a major university and said this is all evil. YouTube took him down. So, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to make their move here. They're making their move here. And that's why they want to get the majority of people injected, so that they can then organize them as the good people against those of us that don't take the shots as the bad people. They tried to use race to divide us. They tried to use economics to divide us. Now they're going to use the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated again, telling the vaccinated, you're sick because of the unvaccinated, and you can't go back to normal because of them. We're trying to get you back to normal. Now, we're about a year behind Australia. Australia was saying that a year ago. Now Australia says, sorry, you all took the shot. It never goes away. You get shots every few months. So, again, the poor fools that have Stockholm Syndrome, this is so scary, they can't handle it, don't know how to deal with the fact they're being abused and attacked. They have learned helplessness. And their normalcy bias has basically put them in a position to believe everything goes back to the way it was if they just submit. No, this is a war-gamed scientific takeover on every front. So I want to call for you. I'm going to record this from one phone to another off the speaker phone. I called about 10 minutes ago. They didn't answer. They may answer now, but they're obviously should be opening up. And I'm also going to have Owen on the show today. Call this number so you can hear this for yourself. We got all the screenshots. It's in Paul Joseph Watson's report, again, on InfoWars.com. But this is the rollout. This is the preparation. And then they're going to go out with contact tracers and say, oh, we can't let you spread COVID-19 when they're going to release more deadly variants, show that's coming. And then now we've got to arrest those that won't take the shots, and we've got to put people in camps to, quote, protect them, quote, take your children to make sure they're safe because they care about the children so much. This is a real nightmare. This is happening now. Go ahead and call. This is Chicago, Illinois. Turn it up all the way. I'll answer in a moment.
You have reached the National Immunization Survey conducted by NORC at the University of Chicago on behalf of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. We're unable to answer your call at this time. Please leave your full name, phone number, and a brief message, and we will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a good day.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Here's my message. This is Alex Jones, broadcasting worldwide. And we are aware of the fact that you're just contractors that are engaged in this activity. It doesn't matter if you say it's a CDC contract or if you just say that it's a national survey. There are reports coming in that you're calling people at their homes and saying, we have evidence you're not vaccinated. When I ask, how do you know? Oh, we have a national database. That national database is illegal. It violates HIPAA. And the federal government isn't allowed to then give contractors people's phone number, their information, and their medical history. This is all part of a global government system to set up a world medical ID system that will be used as the world cashless society system to implement carbon taxes. So, again, you're being put on record right now that, in my extremely educated opinion, what you're all doing is illegal, and you're being put on notice right now that what you're doing is to condition the public and bully the public using these databases, and that you need to cease and desist. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Okay, so there is the voicemail that I just left for them. And again, I'm going to be back on air later today breaking all this down. I'll be on Steven Crowder's show. But the thing you need to understand is this is extremely serious, and that the globalists are taking over the country and taking over the world. This is a worldwide UN-directed program, and this is it. We must get the governors, the legislatures, and others to wake up and understand that this is a takeover plan. The more we give in, the worse the crisis gets. The contact tracers are coming. The new lockdowns are coming. The persecution of the uninjected is coming. Back to Owen Schroyer and a live broadcast.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Spinning with all the news that's developing right now, but it's all par for the course as we are being goose-stepped and brainwashed into global government medical tyranny under the guise of fighting a virus known as COVID-19, which is now pretty much publicly accepted as being created in the Wuhan lab by Anthony Fauci and Peter Daszak with the Chinese military. But we just don't like to talk about that or admit that that's the real deal, because then that would cause us to have to take action against Fauci and Daszak. And we don't want to do that because they've been lifted up as heroes by the mainstream media. And we don't want to do that because then the mainstream media would be completely discredited and all the lies that they've been telling us for years would completely fall apart. So we can't start that train or series of events, if you will. So we are going to call, I think I'm going to do it in the next segment. We'll call the CDC hotline because they now are, without announcing it, just by telling you that it's happening. They never said it was going to happen. There was never a debate. There was never a law sign. No. The CDC just now has the vaccine database built so it knows that you haven't been vaccinated. And you may be getting a call and you may be getting a text from your loving tyrants at the CDC just asking you why you haven't been vaccinated. What's wrong with you? Do you want to be fined? Do you want to be arrested? Do you want to be put in a quarantine camp? Because you better get that vaccine. If not, oh, that's not scary at all. And I have to say, though, and I'll just get started into the stack of news. I thought that this was a joke when I first saw it. I guess maybe it was last night. Pfizer-mectin. Again, I thought it was a joke. And they were just making fun of the fact that ivermectin works and Pfizer's pissed that it works because that is, you know, it's more effective than the vaccine at stopping the spread of COVID or healing you from COVID. Well, no, it was actually real. It's not called Pfizer-mectin, but Pfizer enters late-stage study for oral COVID-19 antiviral drug. And ladies and gentlemen, it's the pretty much the same thing as ivermectin. It's just Pfizer's brand. And so Pfizer's new drug is from the Zero Hedge article, a quote on it. Pfizer's new drug, which some have jokingly dubbed Pfizer-mectin, is described by the pharmaceutical giant as a potent protease inhibitor. That's exactly what ivermectin, the prophylactic used for a number of reasons in both humans and animals, does. So, the scoundrels, the crooks over at Pfizer. I mean, look, I'm not the type of person that would like to put blood money into my bank account, but... Oh, and I'm not giving financial advice here, but boy, oh boy, a Pfizer stock probably looks pretty good right now. They just get to own the entire market. So Pfizer and the vaccine manufacturers, Big Pharma, don't want you to know about ivermectin because then they can't get billion-dollar contracts and sell billions of vaccines if ivermectin is effective treatment, which it is. So the media that they own on the internet and on television comes out against ivermectin because it hurts their bottom line at Pfizer. Well, what do you do when you can't completely scuttle that news from getting out that ivermectin is an effective treatment for COVID? And in India, where it's been implemented in massive cities, it's pretty much been 100% effective. Just eliminating COVID as an issue. So what do you do if you're Pfizer and this is hurting your bottom line? Well, you just make the exact same product as ivermectin and rebrand it as your own and say, okay, this is good for COVID. Same thing, different brand. One's okay for COVID. The other's horse dewormer. This is truly astounding. And this is just the evil of Big Pharma. This is just the evil of the media that's owned by Big Pharma. And yet another example. First, it was COVID-19 and COVID-19 vaccines bad for pregnant women. Now they're just urging you to get it. Urgent alert. Pregnant women need the vaccine. And even though they admit that the vaccine gives you more of a viral load, and so they say, oh, COVID itself has such a bad effect on pregnant women, therefore you need to get the vaccine that gives you more COVID. All propaganda, all so that you buy Big Pharmaceuticals product and make them filthy rich. And of course, the establishment of global government just comes side by side with this. They can make you fear your life over a virus and give over all of your freedoms in the name of fear, of that fear. Well, then they've got you in a prison already. And that, of course, is the goal here. And you're starting to see people reporting that they're getting calls and automated messages from the CDC saying you're not vaccinated. What's wrong with you? Come to one of these facilities. Get your vaccine. You dirty, rotten American. We will force vaccinate you if not. I have people sending me emails, messages, showing me these messages. They're sending me emails that they're getting from their private companies, basically saying, get the vaccine or you're fired. And that's all thanks to the Biden administration. And they say it in these emails, too, that it's the Biden administration doing this. So they blame the Biden administration, but it's a policy that they're enacting. Hey, you don't have to follow tyrannical orders. You don't have to follow illegal orders. You can fight back against this illegal vaccine mandate on so many different fronts. So you giving into it, but then passing the blame on Biden. But that's the perfect excuse. That's the perfect getaway. Is, oh, I'm force medicating you, but it's not my fault. It's Biden's fault. Yeah, you're the one telling me to do it. You're the one telling me I'm going to get fired. You're the one forcing the needle into me. You're the one holding me down. No, this isn't me. No, it's Biden. So it's the perfect scapegoat, Biden is, for all of this nonsense. Afghanistan, mandatory vaccines. Biden, the perfect scapegoat, the guy who can't even control his own bowel movements. And they just say, yep, you're going to be fired and you're going to lose your job and it's all because of the Biden administration. But sorry, get the vaccine. It's not our fault. We love you. So the report at Infowars.com, Americans being shamed into getting vaccinated by CDC callers, just totally obnoxious. CDC issues urgent advisory calling on pregnant people to take COVID jabs despite citing spike in deaths and pregnancy complications from COVID and the COVID jab. So this is going to hurt you. This is going to give you massive side effects. Your baby might not live after this. You may never be able to have another baby, but you better get this vaccine because, well, COVID. See? So throw all logic, throw all reasoning, throw all common sense out the door. I said COVID. Did you hear me? Did you not hear me? I said COVID. So forget about... See, $3.5 trillion equals $0. There's 2,000 genders. Everyone I disagree with is a racist. And if I say the word COVID, it's like abracadabra. COVID. Oh, oh, oh. COVID. Oh, oh, oh. It's like, forget all reasoning. Forget all common sense. Don't think. Don't talk. Just COVID. Oh, COVID. He said COVID. What do I do? What do I do?
Could you imagine a year ago walking into a bank with your face covered? Could you imagine even going into the grocery store? Do you think they would let you in? Do you think they would be following you in the aisles to make sure that you weren't going to be shoplifting? Could you imagine going up to a gas station and going inside the little mini mart to pay for your gas with a bandana on? How far do you think that would get you? Could you imagine as a teacher showing up to school with a shield that looks like a space alien? Those things are offensive to us because it interferes with normal human interaction.
The globalists are running a psychological warfare operation on humanity. Only waking up to the Great Reset and its tyranny will save us. And the mask is the sign of slavery. We must inform the public that it's a fraud and that it's dangerous and that it causes major medical issues and it's dehumanizing. And the film COVIDland does that. Secure your copy now at COVIDland.com and get a free copy of Endgame with your purchase.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
On behalf of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, we are unable to answer your call at this time. Please leave your full name, phone number, and a brief message, and we will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a good day.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Yes, hello. This is Owen Schroyer. I'm a journalist and a syndicated talk show host from FreeWorldNews.tv, and we have disturbing reports that the CDC has a database of unvaccinated Americans that they are currently using to harass them and pressure them into getting the vaccine. I remember going to school and being told not to fall into peer pressure to take drugs. It seems that you guys are taking the opposite approach. I was curious if the CDC would like to release a statement on this, how it got the database with the unvaccinated Americans to call and harass, if that's legal, if there was ever a debate. And you don't have to respond to me personally, but I would suggest that you make a public statement for the world to see or for America to see, because a lot of people are concerned with this medical tyranny, and now they're winding up on a list causing the CDC and the government to call them and force them into taking an experimental drug. It would be nice for you guys to be transparent about this. We've had a lot of mixed messages from you. My guess is this won't happen, but please prove me wrong and make a public statement about CDC databases being used to harass unvaccinated Americans. We will wait for your answer. Thank you. Okay, so that was us trying to call the CDC here live on air. As you can see, it went to voicemail. So I just went ahead and left them a little voicemail. Maybe they're not taking calls from Texas at this time. In fact, I mean, we could give it another go. My guess is it's probably just going to be the exact same result. But do we want to give it another go, guys? Just to be sure, as they say, third time's a charm. We tried it once in the break, and then we just tried it there live on air. So we'll give it a third time's a charm. We'll see if the CDC can pick up a phone.
You have reached the National Immunization Survey conducted by NORC at the University of Chicago.
Seems like an ignore, right?
Control and prevention.
All right, go ahead and cut that. That seems like an ignore. Just one ring and then write to voicemail, huh? Here, maybe we should do this. Maybe if I speak it into existence, I'm not vaccinated, I don't have the COVID vaccine. Maybe if I prelim for the phone call, here. In case anyone from the federal government is listening, I have not had my COVID-19 vaccine. And I do not believe I will ever take my COVID-19 vaccine. If anyone from the federal government is listening right now, I am a non-vaccinated American. Oh!
We're sorry, it is not necessary to dial a 1 when calling this number. Please hang up and try your call again.
Guys, is that the same number we've been dialing with now a different message? It's always fun. Hey, it's a live show, ladies and gentlemen. Not scripted, not planned, no teleprompters here, just a live show. So now we've got a different voicemail from the CDC that we don't have to dial a 1. Let's give it one more go without the 1 this time then. Again, I'm not vaccinated. Anyone from the CDC wants to know? Owen Schroyer here, not vaccinated, don't want the vaccine. I don't want to take a vaccine. I never have. I'm not vaccinated, CDC. Am I on your database?
We're sorry. It is not necessary to dial a 1 when calling this number.
Did we dial a 1 that time?
And try your call again.
Well, let's just document that then, too. We'll just document that and then live on air. So it's okay. That's what you get if you don't dial a 1. Well, I mean, I guess the CDC's lines are busy now. I guess the CDC's lines are all tied up now. Well, there you go. We'll see if they ever return a phone call or make a public statement. My guess is that they won't. And so there you go. But the nonsense coming from the vaccine pushers and their lack of logic just continues. Former Obama administration Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says Unvaccinated Americans are like secondhand smoke. They can make me and my family sick. But you've been vaccinated, so how is that true? So they admit the vaccine doesn't work, and yet they want to force you to take the vaccine that doesn't work. Okay, you've been vaccinated. Can you still get COVID? Yes. Can you still be hospitalized with COVID? Yes. Can you still die from COVID? Yes. Can you still spread COVID? Yes. Can you die from the vaccine? Yes. You, the non-vaccinated, can you get COVID? Yes. Could you die from the vaccine? No. Oh. Well, when you lay it out like that, when you put it to me that way, why should I get the vaccine? And they all admit it. Leanna Wynn goes on CNN and says, now the unvaccinated are at risk because of the vaccinated. The vaccinated caused the variants. The vaccinated are causing the spread. The vaccinated have way more complications with COVID now. Or if not COVID, from the vaccine. Or both. Here's another one. Antibodies in fully vaccinated with Pfizer and AstraZeneca decline after months. So they admit, oh, doesn't work. Maybe you have immunity for a month, maybe not, who knows. But if you have natural immunity, you're solid. You're good. All good. In fact, I mean, again, it's like there's so much tyranny now, you don't even want to talk about this stuff, but I was in direct contact, close contact with somebody that had COVID, was sick for COVID. They were actually a friend that was staying with me in my house. So in my house, had COVID. I never got COVID. Never got it. Why? Because I have natural immunity. See? See how that works? But this medical tyranny, it just has to stay. And so we'll get into more of this coming up. Democrats slip plans for $700,000 vaccine compliance fines under U.S. Code section, say it with me, 666 into budget bill. So all these different COVID measures with 666 in it, it's almost like it's the mark of the beast coming here. We've been warned. So we'll have more of that coming up and Alex Jones coming up in the bottom of the hour here. Ladies and gentlemen, remember InfoWarsStore.com. We have new specials right now. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support, back in stock. Very, very powerful sleep support formula. This is probably the heaviest of the sleep support formulas that we have. And Knockout is great. Rocket Rest is great. I have all three in my pantry. But Down and Out is definitely the most hard-hitting. It's back in stock, ladies and gentlemen, and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I'd stock up on this. If you're somebody that has trouble sleeping or just likes a little extra help to put you to sleep and keep you asleep, Down and Out is the sleep support formula you've been looking for. It's in a liquid tincture, so very easy to just take. I just take two droppers right under the tongue, swallow, and I'm good for however much sleep I need. If the only problem is it knocks you out so good, maybe the next morning you're probably going to have to take some vitamin B12 or some Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com just to get the great sleep you just had behind you. But Down and Out.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
A Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Thursday, September 30th, 2021. And the battle plans the UN and their minions around the world have had on the drawing board is now being implemented. From Australia to Canada to the United States, from the UK to the EU, all major governments, more than 16 months ago, began building giant, new, huge holding towns or cities that can hold between 5,000 and 30,000 people. And starting about 14 months ago, the CDC put out a document that deals with, quote, the shielding approach, which is a direct adoption of the United Nations plan of the head of UN Rapid Reaction Force, Dr. Ryan, to, quote, shield populations that, quote, do not have COVID, or in the literature, influenza-like viruses, from the, quote, rest of the population who are the unvaccinated. Now, I'm going to go through the different reasons they're doing this, but the next phase is to begin locking people up for their, quote, safety, to break that taboo and set the precedent to live in a permanent maximum North Korea-style police state that Australia's the test case for. That will then organize the mass of people to want to persecute the unvaccinated. And we already predicted this a year and a half ago. We said they're going to roll out the so-called vaccine. It's going to make the vaccinated sick. That's what all the top scientists said it would do. And they're going to blame the unvaccinated. This is all elementary. A five-year-old can understand it. If you aren't naive and actually understand the historical lens we're looking through and know the full spectrum of globalist public preparations, because this is going from the drawing board to operational. So let me just be very, very clear, then I'll walk through the guts of this. Biden has announced under his new spending bill, almost $4 trillion, Build Back Better. That's like a Nazi Germany saying Ein Volk, Ein Reich, Ein Führer. Or that's like a NASCAR having a slogan for NASCAR. That's like having in the NFL a slogan for the NFL. Or a slogan for, you know, Coca-Cola, Coke is it. When they say Build Back Better, he's calling legislation that, it means imploding our economy, shutting down our industrial economy, and bringing in the, quote, green economy, which will cause total societal collapse and feudalism. So it's an environmental cover for a Marxist-Leninist, Great Leap Forward cultural revolution like Mao carried out in China, or Lenin and Stalin carried out, starting in Russia in 1917, that really took them 15 years to consolidate control of Russia. And they even admit it's a Stalinist, Leninist, Maoist system. So, first they have all the racial division to divide and conquer us. They ship the jobs overseas. They deindustrialize the country. Then they create vaccine mandates to run the good people out of the military and the police. They have the abolish the police movement to get control of the police. They open the borders up. They flood the country to collapse it using Cloward Piven. They devalue the currency while the big corporations buy up all the infrastructure. They build giant prisons, supposedly, for all the criminals, but then empty those out under COVID and then announce that it's actually for the general public. And again, there's no simple way to tackle all this. I'm just going to dump all the information on the table. You can make what you want. But what I'm getting at here, and what I need to announce just up front, is that all the FEMA camp programs and all the Roundup camp programs and all of those systems they've been quietly preparing since the days of Rex 84 in the 1980s under different pretenses is now being officially rolled out worldwide. They're building giant emergency centers, and they're calling them shield-in-place centers, where, again, they talk about locking down neighborhoods, locking down whole cities. They talk about forcibly quarantining the unvaccinated, but also, quote, shielding everyone else inside sports stadiums or inside military bases to, quote, protect them. Now, that'll destroy confidence in the economy. It'll collapse all the small businesses forever. It'll make the lockdowns of a year ago look tame in comparison. And then out of that, only the Walmarts, only the Amazons, only the big chain stores will be able to survive and thrive because they'll be all that's left of the economy. So that's one vertical integration area of siege and economic warfare that this is. But again, it's larger than that. It trains the courts that there's no due process, total collapse of society. It is the very definition of martial law. And so they're openly, and these articles are all on Infowars.com, coming out and stating that there's going to be $700,000 fines to businesses that don't take the poison, unauthorized, unapproved shot. They are saying that under infrastructure emergencies, they're going to just take over warehouses and trucking when all that breaks down. Because Amazon and Google and Walmart and Target and HEB, all of them will be able to keep operating. They have InfraGuard, infrastructure protection agreements with FEMA that goes back to the 1980s that were made public in the 2000s. And so, again, it's corporations, global corporations, creating an emergency to shut down the economy and basically have a hostile takeover of the entire system. Enron would do this on a limited level. It came out in their own documents where they'd shut the power off for a day or so in California, then say, oh, it's scarce. They learned psychologically people would accept five times the power bill. They'd make billions a day if they told there were outages, which there weren't. They were just artificially doing. It's the same thing here. This is a giant societal kill switch. And you notice they already put the internet kill switch in, banning Trump, restricting Senator Paul and others. That's only going to accelerate under this, where they can selectively shut everybody they want using AI. So the long and short of it is, Biden's controllers wear a rainbow swastika symbol, a rainbow sun symbol, and when you go to each part of that colored rainbow, it has a different area of the authoritarian corporate takeover system when you look at the pie chart. And when Biden announced in his spending bill, Build Back Better, he 100% adopted the globalist slogan of Klaus Schwab, the Bilderberg Group, and the European Union, and basically set up the flag of surrender into globalism. That's why he shuts down our pipelines like Keystone, and then turns on the Nord Stream 2 from Russia into Germany, because this is the takedown of the United States. The real alliance is between the United States and the EU and all of the Anglo-American countries, like Australia, New Zealand, Canada, under this globalist dictatorship, not to empower the West, but to subserve the West and go back pre-Magna Carta, pre-Renaissance, and again bring us back into a feudal state. That's actually in Endgame 2, that's internet only, that I've had been able to find for years. As somebody found it and posted last night on band.video under another name, an alternate name that was called in another upload we did years ago called Endgame, the Blueprint of Mad Men. And it's got a lot of that information in it, but I'm digressing here. There's no easy way to go over all this. This is just basically the end of America as you know it. Every time you comply, it only gets worse. 15 days of flatten the curve. Again, 500 plus days of the beginning of the end of your life. They want to bring you to your knees. They want to bankrupt you. They want to be able to socially engineer you, and to do that, they've got to make you dependent. And so it's about corporate power. It's about the corporations implementing this regardless of what your local governments want, say, or do. And if we don't come together and see what this is and say no, there's no future. So let me get to what I really should have just said up front. The article's on InfoWars.com. Paul Watson's written it. It's got the documents. It's got the admissions from the battle plans to come out and announce, okay, $700,000 fines if you don't take the injections for businesses. And anyone that doesn't go along with this, you're the reason everybody's sick. Well, it's really the vaccines. And we're going to have to end this by basically locking everything down once and for all and ending this, because it's all your fault for not submitting to us that this happened. That'll play everybody off against each other. And then out of that, it permanently breaks the economy in the Clark Pivot strategy to take over our civilization. And it's a worldwide plan, and it's totally evil, and we'll basically never come out of it if we accept it. And again, they're hiring now hundreds of thousands of people and tens of thousands of managers to orchestrate and run all the sheltering in place, shield in place programs, and they put out the federal ads for that on a state-by-state basis, thousands for this state, thousands for that state. And they're going to go ahead with this, again, to totally break the economy, consolidate power. This is war. This is a globalist occupation force that is dissolving the very nation's existence. And everybody better understand who thinks are part of the establishment. You're going to get run over and destroyed by this process as well. They're then going to reorganize the global economy under the Great Reset and make even the ultra-rich and, quote, wealthy hand over most of their wealth to this big globalist, fascist, communist consortium of the ultra-super-rich, which will then actually give some of that money to the lower class, but it's going to be devalued, and then the lower class will then be fully weaponized for the next phase, basically a giant malice revolution. All right, back to Owen Schroyer and the live broadcast. God bless and good luck.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.